Picture Perfect, an hour of music for the movies. I'm Ross Samico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, it's music from movies that make us think twice about going in the water. Summertime is the best time to get freaked out about going in the water. To this end, we have an hour of aquatic traumas. There are certainly plenty of them, whether they be piranhas or humanoids from the deep. Let's begin with Beneath the 12-Mile Reef from 1953. Robert Wagner and Peter Graves star in the story about two competing families of fishermen along the Gulf Coast of Florida, one scrappy and working class and of Greek origin, and the other a family of privileged wasps. Gilbert Roland is the Greek patriarch who runs afoul of a giant octopus. The music is by Bernard Herrmann. Here's the National Philharmonic, conducted by Charles Gerhardt. music from the 1953 film Beneath the 12-Mile Reef, notable for its CinemaScope presentation and improbably large octopus. But for our purposes, we focus on the typically fine score of Bernard Herrmann, who deftly evokes the perilous undertakings of a family of sponge divers. The National Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Charles Gerhardt. We turn next to the 100-pound gorilla of perilous water creature movies, Jaws, which forever shattered audiences' sense of security about swimming in the ocean. For this 1975 Steven Spielberg blockbuster, John Williams composed one of the most celebrated film scores. The music for Jaws is right up there with Psycho and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly in terms of instant recognizability. Frequently parodied, everyone remembers the primal shark theme, but what is sometimes overlooked is the music's virtuosity. The score effortlessly navigating the waters of suspense, horror, seafaring adventure, and swashbuckler. Here are some selections from the original soundtrack to Jaws.
Thank you. Thank you.
just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water. Selections from the 1975 blockbuster, Jaws. Iconic score by John Williams. Note that harp glissandi must be an essential part of the vocabulary of underwater mayhem. They were used in Jaws. They were used in Beneath the 12 Mile Reef. They turn up also in our next music from 1954, for The Creature from the Black Lagoon. This selection is by, believe it or not, a young Henry Mancini, who was one of three composers who worked on the project. Mancini was teamed with veteran film composer Hans J. Salter and Herman Stein. None of the three were credited on screen, typical of what was considered at the time a low-budget B-movie. One of roughly 100 Mancini contributed to in his early years at Universal. Here is The Monster Gets Mark from The Creature from the Black Lagoon. Music from Henry Mancini's Apprentice Years. He composed that in 1954 for The Creature from the Black Lagoon. This recording made nearly 40 years later. The composer conducted the Mancini Pops Orchestra. It's an hour of summer bummers this week, as we think twice about going in the water. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. The monster in our final selection this hour is not a giant octopus, nor a great white shark, nor a prehistoric gill man, but rather the psychological decay of an upper-middle-class Connecticut man who believes he's living the American dream, in The Swimmer from 1968, adapted from a short story by John Cheever. The film stars Burt Lancaster as the man who makes a quixotic decision to swim all the way across county home by way of a network of suburban swimming pools. The adventure starts out well enough, with Lancaster and everyone he encounters full of optimism and fun. But the enterprise, the climate, and the people begin to grow cold the further he progresses along his allegorical journey. The score was by the late Marvin Hamlisch, and it suits the film brilliantly. Here's music from The Swimmer.
Thank you.
Music from the 1968 film The Swimmer, starring Burt Lancaster as an ultimately broken man who finds reality at the end of an allegorical journey across the swimming pools of suburban Connecticut. The composer was Marvin Hamlisch, and we've heard those selections from the Film Score Monthly compact disc. And with The Swimmer, we come to the conclusion of this week's program, an hour of music from films which make us think twice about going in the water. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.